The end of Perek Yudalid, the Torah starts speaking about a third type of tzaraat. Tzaraat can be on a person, can be on a beged, or can be on a home. This type of tzaraat, of course, only occurs once the Jewish people arrive in Eretz Yisrael, once there are homes, and is limited to Eretz Yisrael. Torah, in fact, begins Pasuk Lamed Daled, Ki Tavo El Eretz Knaan Asher Ani Noten Lechem La'Achuzah, the land I'm giving you as an inheritance. Vinatati Neged Tzaraat Beveit Eretz Achuzatchem. It describes here God giving this to us, as opposed to the way Tzaraat was described in Perek Gimel, Adam ki yihyeh vo or b'saro, v'habeged ki yihyeh vo. It's described as happening. Here it's described as being given. What does it mean? The Medrash asks in the following way, b'chi b'sorahi, b'sorahi lihem, shenegoyim b'yom aleim. Is it news? Is it some kind of gift that God presents it this way? The Medrash answers, and Rashi quotes it, that the goyim in Eretz Canaan hid their gold in the homes that they owned while the Jews were in the desert, so that the Jews, when they entered the land of Israel, would not be able to find the money, would not be able to take their money. We see from here is a very beautiful lesson that sometimes God gives us something that is painful, is hurtful, seems negative, but it's really just a way of bringing us to something more positive, to the golden lining on the inside. Here, the Jewish people, when they arrived in Eretz Canaan, they had tzaraat on many of the homes, but it was really to help them see where the gold was being hidden. The Imre Emet, the Ger Rebbe, explained that that's also why, when the Torah describes the nega on the bayit, it says in Pasuk Lamed Hey, the very next Pasuk, when the Kohen comes in, he says, Ke nega nireli b'bayit. And Rashi says, he doesn't say, absolutely, it's a nega. It's ke nega. The explanation given by the Imre Emes is because even though it looks like something negative, it really is only ki nega, because there's something positive hidden beneath. May we all be zoche to realize that many of the negoyim in our lives are to help us appreciate something deeper, to find the silver and golden linings that lie behind.